Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 10, 22 to 42. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 10, verse 22 to 42. Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Again, his Jewish opponents picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" "We are not stoning you for any good work," they replied, "but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, I have said you are gods. If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came and scripture cannot be set aside, what about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said I am God's son? Do not believe me unless I do the works of my Father. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father." Again they tried to seize him, but he escaped their grasp. Then Jesus went back across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing in the early days. There he stayed, and many people came to him. They said, "Though John never performed a sign, all that John said about this man was true." And in that place, many believed in Jesus. My theme for reflection is recognized by the works. Recognized by the works. Most of us can spot a professional almost instinctively. A seasoned teacher, a trained nurse, or a well-formed apprentice often reveals their formation not by what they claim, but by how they act. Their habits give them away. In John 10, 22 to 42, Jesus stands in the temple during the feast of dedication and is asked with mounting irritation to declare plainly who he is. His response is striking. He does not offer a slogan, but points to his works. Identity for Jesus is not proved by assertion alone, but disclosed through faithful action. The problem in the passage is not a lack of evidence, but a resistance of the heart. The religious leaders demand clarity. "If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Yet they stand surrounded by signs that already speak. Jesus reminds them that he has told them, and more than that, he has shown them. The works he does in the Father's name testify to who he is: healing the blind, gathering the lost, protecting the vulnerable. These are not the works of a deceiver or a demon, but the actions of the Good Shepherd. Still, some refuse to believe. Their problem is not intellectual confusion, but spiritual deafness. Jesus interprets this resistance with sober clarity. You do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. His sheep recognize his voice, not because they are cleverer, but because they belong to him. Belonging precedes understanding. Faith in John's gospel is not merely agreement with propositions, but relationships, hearing, trusting, and following. This resonates with Augustine's insight. Faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe. Those who demand certainty before trust remain trapped. Those who trust the shepherd begin to see. To ground his claim, Jesus draws on Scripture itself, citing Psalm 82, where human judges are called gods because they are entrusted with God's word and authority. If Scripture can speak this way about frail humans, how much more fitting is it to speak of the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world as the Son of God? Jesus reads Israel's texts not defensively but faithfully, showing continuity rather than contradiction. His argument culminates in an invitation filled with grace. Even if his opponents cannot yet believe his words, they are urged to believe the works so that they may come to know that the Father is in him and he in the Father. The response is mixed. Some reach for stones, others later, and elsewhere remember John the Baptist's witness and believe. Rejection and faith stand side by side, yet through it all Jesus remains steady. He does not abandon his mission, nor does he coerce belief. He entrusts himself to the Father and continues to gather those who are willing to listen. One of the quiet temptations of human life, especially in public, religious, or professional spaces, is the desire to be known by titles rather than by truth. People accumulate designations, adorn themselves with honors, and at times even demand recognition, reverence, or obedience on the basis of names they carry rather than substance they embody. Yet history repeatedly reminds us that titles can be acquired by force, inherited privilege, or dubious contrivance, and when tested, some prove impossible to defend. Truly dignified persons, by contrast, do not announce themselves. They are recognized. Their credibility emerges not from self-promotion, but from the integrity of their lives and the fruit of their labor. Their authority is confirmed by what follows them, by the good they leave behind, the lives they heal, and the trust they quietly inspire. In this, Jesus offers a decisive corrective. He does not shout who he is. He shows who he is. When pressed to declare his identity on his opponent's terms, he points instead to his works. Action, not assertion, becomes his self-disclosure. For Christians today, this passage asks searching questions of both faith and discipleship. Do we seek God with genuine openness, or do we attempt to control truth by demanding answers that suit our own expectations? Do our lives authenticate the shepherd we claim to follow, or do we rely on labels that our conduct cannot sustain? The Good Shepherd is still recognized by his works, works that give life, restore identity and dignity, and pour themselves out in love, and his sheep are still known, not by what they claim, but by how they respond to his voice. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where might I be asking God for plain answers while overlooking the evidence of his work already present in my life? Number two, in what ways do my daily actions reflect or obscure the voice of the shepherd I claim to follow? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, intentionally perform one quiet act of care or mercy for someone who cannot repay you. Let your action rather than words bear witness to Christ. Lord Jesus, Good Shepherd, open our ears to hear your voice and soften our hearts to trust your works. Free us from hardened certainty and draw us into living faith. May our lives reflect your truth so that others, seeing what you do through us, may come to believe. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.